It was a relatively tame and policy-minded affair, with the candidates for governor yesterday the first since the primary election this month. At the Forum on Health and Human Services, the candidates tried to demonstrate their commitment to the issue. But outside the Forum, the gender gap continued to be an issue for the GOP candidate Charlie Baker, as Baker apologized for an awkward remark. The gender gap is the subject of our weekly visit with our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, and Republican Todd Domke. I want to start with this. Is Charlie Baker shooting himself in the foot with women voters? I ask because first there's the controversy embroiling the National Football League, which has crept into the race for governor. When Baker was asked by a reporter whether he thought that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell should resign over his handling of domestic violence cases involving players, Baker didn't take a stand on the question at first and asked for more information. Martha Coakley took a decisive stand the next day with a web video calling for Goodell's resignation, knocking Baker's noncommittal stance. Then this week, Baker officially called on Goodell to resign. And now, a couple of days ago, a new flap. Baker calls a female Fox 25 reporter a sweetheart during an interview and quickly apologized. In the big picture, he's not exactly doing himself any favors with women voters, Todd.
No, he's in danger of the gender gap with Martha Coakley becoming a gender chasm. The NFL issue hurt him, but then this calling a serious journalist sweetheart, that's bizarre. That's the kind of gaffe that then allows the Democratic allies of Coakley to make it out to be a pattern, as if he has some character flaw. I don't think he really is insensitive about women, but he's in danger of the Joe Biden problem, you know, where you make so many gaffes that you yourself become a joke. But politically, this hurt Baker, because this is no longer just about the NFL. It's about recognizing that women have suffered for way too long, and this is the time for everyone to say no, no tolerance of domestic violence.
Well, what's amazing is how timid and tone-deaf Baker has been. Who doesn't have an opinion on Ray Rice? I mean, everybody does. Baker said he wanted to study it. He seems to not understand the way women feel about how they are addressed and what kinds of problems they face in this society. I am quite surprised, to be honest with you, that a guy who's been in politics as long as Charlie Baker doesn't have a better sense of how to talk in public.
Does Martha Coakley have an advantage on this issue, and should she ride it hard, or does she just let it play out because she has such a wide lead with women voters that she doesn't have to highlight it? She can just let it sort of bubble up naturally.
Well, there's a rule in politics that you don't commit homicide on an opponent if that opponent is committing suicide. You just get out of the way and let the scandal or the bad behavior fester. And so I don't expect Coakley's going to continue to make much of this. The problem for Baker is it's a little deeper than just Goodell or calling a reporter sweetheart. It betrays a mindset, which has got to be troubling to women in this state.
Given that Coakley's lead collapsed against Scott Brown in 2010 and in the recent Democratic primary, she lost much of her lead against Steve Grossman, I think her strategists worry more about trying to cruise with a small lead than they worry about the prospect of maybe going too far and being too blatant in playing the gender card. This does indicate some Coakley weakness, that in this one-party state that they need to demonize Baker, make him seem insensitive to women, which I don't think is true.
But Baker demonized himself, don't you think?
I think Baker certainly made some mistakes politically, but I think anyone who knows him realizes that he is very respectful of women and sensitive, but, you know, he made some mistakes.
Charlie Baker has chosen Karen Polito as his running mate. Can he count on her to deliver female votes? What's the impact of the Polito choice likely to be?
Well, Karen Polito has a history of supporting anti-abortion legislation in the state legislature. Hoping to be rescued by her is like a drowning man watching an anchor being thrown to him to rescue him. She can't do him much good.
Baker seemed to accept Karen Polito as his running mate. It's not as if he had a choice. No moderate female Republican volunteered to run for this powerless office. And accepting Polito was a way for Baker to mollify some conservatives in the party. He didn't want to alienate conservatives in the primary. But candidates for lieutenant governor don't have a significant effect on the gubernatorial race. Voters realize it's a fairly powerless office, so they vote for the known gubernatorial candidates, not the unknown candidates for lieutenant governor.
Our political team, Republican Todd Domke. Thank you, Todd.
Good to be with you.
And Democrat Dan Payne. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.